Official data suggests the Belt and Road Initiative is gaining momentum in countries and regions all over the world. By the end of April this year, China signed 101 deals with 86 countries and organizations in a wide range of areas under the initiative. In the past 5 years, China's trade volume with countries along the Belt and Road routes have exceeded $5 trillion. Last year, China's trade volume with those countries grew by 14.2%, marking a record growth in 6 years. Also in 2017, China's imports from these countries were worth over $666 billion, accounting for a fourth of China's total import value. Professor Hu Biliang with Beijing Normal University believes the results demonstrate the initiative's stimulating effect to China's economy, as well as the potential to foster world development.
The Belt and Road Initiative was proposed in 2013 when the world economy suffered a recession. The initiative stimulates investment, consumption, and job creation through infrastructure building, bringing huge financial income to countries along the routes and fostering the global economic growth, especially among developing countries. It is providing a new impetus to world economic growth.
Recent data suggests the benefits unleashed by the Belt and Road Initiative began to stand out in 2017. On its framework, Chinese companies have established economic trade zones in over 20 countries, bringing $1.1 billion in tax income to those countries and creating over 180,000 jobs. A new report suggests the initiative also unleashed benefits in bridging the digital gap, promoting education, and facilitating cooperation in cultural communication and medical care. Yang Changyong with the Chinese Academy of Macroeconomic Research explains new concepts opening up brought by the Belt and Road Initiative.
First, any opening up strategy must be conducive to creating win-win situations. We could see that the Belt and Road projects can benefit China and other participating countries. Second, it must be built upon win-win cooperation. The opening up process should be fostered with mutual consultation instead of force. Third, communication on policies must precede the process of opening up.
As globalization brought challenges, Yang Changyong believes the Belt and Road Initiative can help resolve the dilemma of economic globalization and a promotion of balanced, inclusive, and sustainable development across the world.
Every country wants to expand exports and gain markets. Under such circumstances, China voluntarily opened up its middle to high income markets of 1.3 billion people and welcomed the entrance of foreign commodities, services, capital, technologies, and talents. This, in fact, has injected strong vitality and confidence to the world economy. It also reflects China's contribution to the sustainable, balanced, and inclusive growth of the global economy.
In 2013, Chinese President Xi Jinping proposed the Belt and Road Initiative, which covers the Silk Road Economic Belt and the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road. For CRI, this is Guan Zhao.